world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Financial expert says debt restructuring deal is not the same as a cure. Lusaka water supply records improvement in water supply. In international headlines, protesters gather outside London's Downing Street in solidarity with Sudan. And in sports, Makinka declares his charges ready for the World Cup. And now the news in detail. The Mazabuka Monze Road upgrade project has reached 80% completion with a targeted overall completion date of December 15th, 2025. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Director spokesperson Henry Kapata says the project includes an asphalt overlay for the 62-kilometer road, including surface treatments and installation of road furniture and markings. Mr. Kapata says the upgrade is focusing on repairs and capacity improvements to the bridges, culverts and drainage structures. He says the contractor will also undertake reconstruction of the pavement and sublayers at the Kalea section, 4.2 km due to extensive surface failure. He further says the project will also include the construction of a 200-meter concrete pavement at the Mazabuka Council checkpoint.
In this location where we are, we have three boreholes, but only two are broken down, and only one is functional. The greater challenge basically comes through with the fact that people have to pump that water, and usually pumping water.
Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, Godaza, says NGOCC's position of disengaging from the constitutional amendment process risks missing a critical opportunity to shape Zambia's future. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga states that the current consultation is not a continuation of Bill No. 7, but a recalibrated effort to engage citizens meaningfully and inclusively. Mlenga explains that the technical committee is actively receiving submissions from across the country, including youth groups, traditional leaders and civil society organizations, which demonstrates that the process is being shaped by the people rather than imposed from above. Mr. Mlenga notes that the reconstitutional reform should not be dismissed simply because it coincides with an election cycle, arguing that timely reforms can also be visionary and enduring. The Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company has recorded significant improvements in water supply to Kabanana Township following the successful linkage of the area to the surface water network system. The interconnection completed recently as part of the company's ongoing water network optimization works has increased water inflows to Kabanana and brought much needed relief to the households that previously faced long hours and days without water. Speaking on the development company, Managing Director Jili Chiombwe says the interconnection has enabled the company to stabilize supply in Kabanana to acceptable levels, while also working closely with the Kabanana Constituency Development Fund Committee to enhance network performance. Engineer Chiombwe says the two operational boreholes in Kabanana have continued to support the water supply system and their performance has further stabilized following an increase in daily power supply to an average of 7 hours, ensuring consistent and improved water delivery to the residents.
So the connection to the Machoe Reservoir has brought visible improvement. We've got areas such as Kabanana Site and Service, which previously had no water at all, which are now receiving supply. So this, to us, is a significant milestone in improving access to clean and safe water for our customers. So to the community, specifically we're talking about Kabanana here and the CDF committee, we really thank them for the cooperation to make this a success. We remain committed to making further improvements as we work towards sustainable, equitable and reliable water supply for all our customers in our water supply areas.
Now, a financial expert says Zambia has done the hard work that is required to convince creditors to reprofile billions of dollars, but the restructuring deal is not the same as a cure. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Jones Sambaombe says if Zambia treats restructuring of debt as a haircut, which is one off cosmetic, then the debt will grow back. But if the country treats it like surgery that is painful yet structural, the country can heal from the debt problem. Mr. Sambaombe says the difference is discipline, transparency and shared pain, as debt restructuring comes with risks, and some of the risks and their mitigations include creditor fragmentation, and this can be mitigated through keeping a single public due scoreboard with timelines and track-by-track outcomes.
A fall in copper price or a current shock could wipe out the fiscal gains from restructuring. But how do we mitigate that? We need to develop a copper price stabilization mechanism, maintain foreign exchange buffer, and negotiate flexible debt service windows tied to commodity price bands. There is also a risk of reputational and rollover risk for markets. Why? Because investors see restructuring as a warning flag. Credit inflows dry up and new borrowing becomes very costly. We can mitigate that through publishing, for instance, a 3-year public debt.
The University of Zambia Students' Union ONZASU is happy with the commencement of the completion phase of the hostel construction project at the learning institution. ONZASU Publicity and Information Secretary Kaluba Kaluba says the move is progressive, considering that once the project is complete, it will help address the long-standing accommodation challenges faced by the university. Mr. Kaluba was speaking in an interview with Sanis and Lusaka. And Mr. Kaluba further noted that the successful realization of the project by the Shiju debt fulfills an overdue infrastructure commitment. Now, more than 2,000 students are expected to be accommodated at the learning institution once the project is completed. We now take a break to stay tuned for international and sports news.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the president.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
Protesters have gathered outside London's Downing Street to show solidarity with the people of Sudan as the country's brutal two-year war enters a new and more dangerous phase. The paramilitary rapid support forces have seized control of the entire Darfur region, including the provincial capital El Fasher, the army's last major stronghold in the west. The fall of El Fasher has fueled fears that Africa's third largest nation could fracture once again, nearly 15 years after South Sudan gained independence following decades of civil war. Demonstrators in London called for international action.